taking place in the United States. Meanwhile, several promising innovation efforts had fallen flat, leading to more losses and unfulfilled growth promises. As Lowe's faced its future under the harsh spotlight of quarterly earnings pressure, the retailer seemed caught in the same bind that troubles so many other large companies. The company was big, profitable, risk-averse, and tethered by quarterly earnings. Its own success in retail meant that it lacked the motivation, capabilities, or support from shareholders to do something transformational. The future looked like more of the same. Lowe's expected a grinding battle to try to break out of second place. Fast forward 6 years to 2018. Lowe's has helped send the first 3D printer into outer space, developed the first 3D print and scan services in stores, and built some of the first 3D imaging capabilities in the world. It has also introduced some of the first retail robots in actual use. They greet customers in stores and take inventory at night. Lowe's is also developing exosuits, external robotic skeletons that help workers carry heavy items. Even more surprising, it sold augmented reality, or AR, phones through a collaboration with Google and Lenovo. More importantly, these imaginative initiatives are succeeding. The phone flew off shelves, and the 3D imaging capabilities have been shown to increase conversion of online sales for some items by more than 50%. The robots are addressing the expensive challenge of keeping accurate inventory when you have 100,000-plus in-store products. The exosuits have generated interest from around the world. In addition, Lowe's reputation for innovation has risen dramatically. The company became an unlikely number one in retail innovation on the Fortune World's Most Admired Companies list, and number one for AR, or virtual reality, or VR, on Fast Company's Most Innovative Companies list, even higher than the company that makes the leading 3D development platform. Meanwhile, since 2012, the stock price increased nearly threefold, adding $45 billion in market capitalization to the company. But what's more important than all these measures, Lowe's itself has begun to change, from an ossified giant in the past to an agile, adaptable company taking charge of its future. By any measure, something transformational happened. Who we are and why we wrote this book. Transformation may be one of the hardest things leaders are called on to do. By transformation, we mean seeing the possible, valuable futures for your organization and then successfully overcoming the barriers to creating that future. An organization undergoing transformation might lead a disruptive new business model, a radical innovation, a strategy reorientation, a cultural makeover, or some other significant change. But transformation always requires you to dream bigger about what else your organization can do, and then to do something meaningful about it. Leaders know that their job is to lead transformation to keep pace with technology and an ever-changing business environment. They also know that they are bound to fail doing so. But this discouraging outcome is not because they can't solve a technological or strategic problem. Leaders will fail because of intractable human problems associated with change, problems such as fear, habits, politics, and lack of imagination. These challenges have always plagued humans, but what if we had a way to transcend them? This book reveals a radical new method for doing just that, for driving the kind of change described earlier at Lowe's, and for addressing the real human challenges of change. As an author team, we bring a unique perspective to this topic. Written by the executive who designed and implemented the process we describe in this book, Kyle, the neuroscientist who designed measurement tools for applying this process to unfamiliar territories, Thomas, and the academic who explains why and how the process works, Nathan, the book introduces an innovative yet